Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Bharati Jagdish. It's time now for Mind Your Business. If, let's say, you order a lot of food
online,
it's good stuff, right?
Yeah. Like too lazy to go out, you know? Even hawker food from the neighborhood and all, they've all started delivering these days. So very convenient. Do it all the time.
So what if I were to tell you that, let's say the scenario has changed, right? You can still order online, but you have to maybe go downstairs to a pickup zone and pick up your food. Problem is the food arrives in an autonomous vehicle. No one driving.
Actually, I'd be very happy with that.
So you don't mind going downstairs?
I don't mind. But I do hope that one day, once this comes to fruition, that there will be a way for the robot, this autonomous vehicle, to enter the lift and come up to my floor, right to my doorstep.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's no for me, you know.
Really?
Like, if I order food, right, come to my door.
Yeah, come to my door is fine. But I like don't come to my door also, actually, I'm okay with. But I know where you're coming from. You want it as convenient as possible, right? But the thing that really makes me happy about this possibility is that I won't have to interact with the delivery people. Because some of them tend to be crabby, and I understand, you know, they work very hard, they're tired, and even when you tell them I want contactless delivery, they'll knock on your door really loudly and scare you to bits and expect you to come to the door to look at them in the face.
I don't want
to deal with the human element.
I hear you there. And then I don't feel good, and if I don't complain, also not right, because I do with the mindset that I'm not complaining because I'm angry at you, but look, there needs to be an awareness so that we can improve. It's not right, the whatever nonsense service you just given.
Yeah. So one might say the solution then is maybe we go fully robotic.
Robotic, yes.
But then robots can make mistakes too. But then you
throw water on them and short circuit.
And for me, it'll be easier to complain about a robot than to complain about a human. That's my personal thing.
okay. Robots aside, this whole idea of an autonomous delivery, food delivery vehicle, right, is currently on trial by this autonomous vehicle startup called Neolix, if I'm pronouncing that right. So they're working with Food Panda, and the trial was done at NUS till mid-December, and it's going to resume again from the middle of this month for two more months.
So for this three-month pilot run, last-mile delivery for Food Panda orders to NUS's university town will be fulfilled by a pink Neolix robot. It'll be at the Education Resource Centre. In case you're in the area, you can go in and take a look, yeah?
You can't complain about a pink robot, right?
Yeah, too
such
cute.
A happy colour. Yeah.
Too cute. But if it does things to make me unhappy, I think I will.
Oh, dear.
For sure. I don't care how happy you look, man. I'm not happy.
I'm curious about this. And we got to find out more from So Yong-Hing, who is overseas market representative for Neolix. Yong-Hing, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very excited about this conversation, actually.
Yeah, thanks for the nice introduction as well. Yeah, I'm also excited to share a bit more about our activities and what are we going to do in Singapore.
So tell us about the company then, Neolix.
Yep, sure. I think Neolix, we are considered still a startup established back in 2018. Of course, headquarters is in Beijing, China, but we have an international office across Southeast Asia, meaning in Singapore as the HQ, and also in Middle East and also in Europe as well.
Tell us more about why this was seen as something that would be necessary during these times and into the future as well. What was the rationale behind starting an enterprise like this?
Yeah, I can share. I think the main thing that, as we know, especially during the pandemic time, I think the whole lifestyle of us has been changed. From our daily life, mainly now, autonomous vehicles is also, I would say, I benefit a lot from this pandemic in a way. Like the whole development has been slow, and especially in the deployment and commercialization, a lot of focus has been putting on to make robots in our life. Yeah. So of course, Neolix, mainly we differentiate ourselves from other autonomous driving company. Mainly we focus on delivering services. So they are like, you know, famous brand like, you know, Waymo, Robotaxi, and all the Robo Shuttle. But we focus on robot delivery, mainly that we bring services to the consumer, be it a retail or food or even security and other services. So this is the main focus of Neolix and how we differentiate from other companies as well.
I've got a bit of a two-parter, if you don't mind, Yong-Hing. Is this meant to replace the human delivery people?
No, definitely not. I think just now, I think you also point out a very, very good point that, in fact, I think it's very difficult that robot will never replace human being. Especially for delivery, that you were never able to come to your doorstep and, you know, wait, I mean, to pass it something or not on your door, at least for the time being.
So how would it work? Are we looking at just like the delivery, the autonomous vehicle delivery is maybe to a certain radius? So it can't go very far, that one, we leave it to the human riders?
I would say, in fact, it actually helped to release the stress of the rider, especially in some of the order. You can imagine that with the autonomous vehicle, because it can do routine job pretty much in the same, like covering the same radius. Mm-hmm. And of course, one time, mainly the vehicle is designed to carry up to, I can share example, up to 100 bento box, which I think you need maybe a lot of riders to fulfill the delivery. So that actually released, and of course, it improved the overall efficiency of the delivery services to the end users as well.
But, you know, it seems like it'll only be a matter of time before robots will be able to replace the human manpower totally. Would you agree that actually, you know, in the coming years, it may not happen so soon, but maybe in the next 10, 20 years, we could actually see human manpower become redundant in this arena?
I mean, okay, maybe it's my personal thought. We still strongly believe that it will mainly more like complementing the human being in terms of the work, So you can imagine now, of course, you have the robot to take over some of the, we call it more routine job or low-skill job. But of course, this also meaning that you're actually creating more new job opportunities as well. Like the robot, now you need some supervisor at the back, I mean, to operate the whole robot, to maintain it. So these are the new jobs that are required for, you know, to enable this whole ecosystem to be built out as well.
I would say robot can do midnight shift. Humans can sleep, right? Like normal humans.
Without surcharge, yes.
Without surcharge, there you go! I love it!
Good point,
hey,
definitely.
What is the demand like here in Southeast Asia? I mean, which country wants this to succeed more, in your observation?
I would say, I mean, Singapore is definitely one of the very, very promising one, especially, I guess, like in terms of the aging population, labor shortage, and most important, high labor cost. But this is where robot deployment is getting more and more obvious. I believe that nowadays you go to all the shopping mall, even some restaurant, I believe you have seen a lot of robots is serving you now. Mm. Yeah, I guess this is already a very clear trend that is coming closer to our life, in our daily life.
To what extent do you think the need for the human touch in the industry has actually permanently been diminished over the last 2 years, because we've gotten so used to not having the human element?
I think this is true, especially during the pandemic. People prefer a lot of like contactless. And this definitely changed the whole lifestyle. That's what I would say. But especially this is where the robot come in play to kind of close this little gap.
But you see, before the pandemic, I did find a lot of patrons in restaurants, for instance, saying that they actually like the human element. You know, getting service from a very good customer relations person can be quite an unforgettable experience. So when things go back to normal as they can, considering the circumstances, do you believe that the need for robots in certain settings will diminish?
I would say yes and no. Of course, the technology is keep improving. I believe you see more and more, they call like humanoid robots nowadays. There are more robots that, you know, behaving more and more like humans. But ultimately, I also agree with that. The last human touch is still the key. So even a lot of the services that we are able to so-called like complement using robot, but there will be still the human element there to connect with the consumer and the end users. So I believe this is...
Yong Heng, let's have a bit of fun with this. Can you describe this autonomous vehicle from Neolix? I mean, what kind of size? We understand, okay, it goes to a pickup point, takes the, for example, bento boxes, and then goes to a drop-off point. Could you describe the size of the vehicle? I mean, maybe safety aspects?
Yeah, sure. Definitely more than happy. Yeah. So the vehicle is designed in such a way, is like the length is about 2.7 meter and the width is about 1 meter and the height is about 1.75 meter, which is almost equivalent to an adult height. So, and I think one of the main unique point about Neolix vehicle is we have this modular design, which means we can interchange the modular box for different functions. Like you can see the one that we use for Foodpanda partnership to deliver food delivery is mainly we call it like a food cart, which there's heating and cooling function. But also we are able to transform this little box to do logistic delivery, security patrolling, and other services. So this is one of the unique for Neolix AV. Yeah.
The fact is that autonomous vehicle trials have been going on for several years now in many parts of the world, not just in Singapore, obviously. And there have been issues off and on with them, right? Sometimes it feels that they have not been taught well enough to be able to navigate extemporaneously, to be spontaneous and to respond to situations that might be unpredictable. So what exactly are you doing to ensure that your autonomous vehicles are as perfect as possible? You know, they do exactly what they are meant to do.
Yeah, thanks for pointing out. Very, very good point. Yeah, I think in terms of safety, of course, there are, I mean, there are still incidents that we hear on and off because of the technology is improving. And of course, they are still adapting in terms of the real life scenario for the driving. But for us, Neolix, we differentiate a bit from our application, meaning that we focus a lot on the actual operation now. Because our business model is slightly different from the one to fetch people. Mm. We mainly, you can imagine, our vehicles is used to deliver products, sell some merchandises to the end user. And of course, in terms of the scenario and the operation condition where our vehicles operate, it will be different from those that, you know, really running on the public road and highway. In terms of the safety requirements, of course, this is doesn't mean that we actually give up it, but of course, there are many layers of safety that we can design to ensure that the overall performance and safety of the vehicle, from the sensor to other elements like the algorithm to enhance the learning, as well as, I think, in certain location and certain country regulation, they still require some sort of safety operator to monitor behind the vehicle to ensure that it runs safe, to give the assurance to the consumer as well, yeah.
If you can take a train without a train driver, we can trust this, right? It's quite cute. It's like a minivan. I was just looking at photos.
Yep, exactly.
If you don't mind, Yong Heng, I want to talk a little bit about the business model here. So what is crucial here? That you have to work with a delivery app, or can you work directly with, I don't know, like a Japanese sushi store, for example?
I mean, one of the business model that we work with a lot of the food delivery platform like Foodpanda. Apart from that, also we work with a lot of F&B brand as well, especially in China. One of the very successful partnerships, actually, we work with big F&B brand like KFC and Pizza Hut, using our vehicle to have this mobile restaurant concept, meaning that, you know, like a mobile restaurant running around a certain park or certain mall or industry park, selling fried chicken on the view. Yeah.
So it's still limited radius even in China.
Yes.
Okay.
In a way.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any plans to apply the technology to be able to make self-driving cars to transport humans?
There are already a lot of companies doing so. Neolix, we differentiate ourselves from that so-called racetrack. We focus on the mobile service to really connect to the end user or consumer, because this is where I think the more easy to go into the actual commercial operation, meaning that, you know, delivering a product, selling a drink, selling food to the end user directly. So this is where our focus will be. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are doing this trial in NUS's, U-Town, the university town. Tell us a little bit about the trial and, I mean, what are your plans for expansion? I stay in Serangoon, so I'm waiting.
Yeah. So I guess, I think the trial went, I would say overall is very well. I guess it's very new to a lot of the students and the staff, and also even some public people as well. I mean, there are a lot of curiosity in still trying to understand how to also figure out how this thing actually works. But of course, we are still, I think one of the important part of this trial is also to raise the awareness as well to the public, where this technology, how it actually helps to, you know, save the work of the rider, and also to deliver convenience to the end user, like the staff and the students that are living in the U-Town. And yeah, so one interesting part also, like with this trial, we also have, we call it a 2-in-1 concept. Apart from the food delivery services during the lunch and dinner peak hour, we also have the vehicle to be served as a mobile convenience store during off-peak hour, selling some snacks, some drinks to the user and also to the staff and students in the U-Town as well.
Oh, very nice. A snack cart, that goes around. Right. You have been raising funds successfully over the years. How are you planning to put those funds to good use in the near future?
Yeah, I think the main focus, of course, apart from the development of technology to make it more smart and safe, I think one of the area of focus is to create a very we call autonomous service system, ecosystem. Yeah, meaning that as a smart network for the whole concept for us in the future is to enable future smart city using Neuralink's AV. You can imagine that this AV become a small building mobile building block. It can be a retail store. It can be used for as security patrolling, for food delivery, for logistics, for a different type of services can be enabled by Neuralink's vehicle. So this is what we are aiming to create, such kind of, we call it an autonomous service network for a global scale, yeah.
Yeah, just don't use it to send your kids to your in-laws' place for babysitting. I don't know, a bit too far. So Yong Heng, overseas market representative for Neuralink on the line with us. Yong Heng, appreciate your time this morning. Good stuff. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yep, thank you very much for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.